We're just going to be talking about community development because we've all been a part of a community. And yeah, so yeah, let me introduce you guys, or you guys introduce yourself. But basically, I'm here with Elias and Mukuma from Codecasted, and we just finished recording an episode of Codecast, and we had lots of fun. We were talking about game development, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of other things. But my favorite thing was us having conversations about community, because that's something which you're all passionate about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so would you guys like to introduce yourselves? Yeah, just take turns. Mukuma, you start.
Why am I starting?
Because I'm looking at you.
Okay, so my name is Mukuma, and I don't know, like, I struggle with, like, this definition thing. I feel like I'm, at the core, I'm, like, a community building.
Community builder. A techie. Like, you can just say you're a techie.
I'm a tech enthusiast.
I'm a tech enthusiast. I love everything community. I love everything code as a hobby. I like building stuff. I don't think it has to be, like, code, but just, like, putting your energy into something and watch it, like, grow.
Creating.
I don't even have to be there at the very end of it. I just want to be there till I feel like, okay, this was good. And okay, just let it go.
You sound like you'll be a great father. Well, not the leaving them alone part afterwards.
Wow. But you know what? Like, thinking about it, that's actually true, because I've been saying that once my kids are 18, they should get out of my house.
Oh my god! He's actually thinking about kids. Though he thinks about a community.
No, but for real, like, dude, out. Like, forge your own path. You wanna do music? You wanna do whatever? Like, do whatever you wanna do. As long as you're serious about it, you've got a plan. Do it.
Okay, so that's your introduction. You're a techie who, okay,
kick his kids out at 18.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I like defining myself as a software engineer because it seems so, I don't know,
powerful. No,
not really powerful. That's not the word I'm looking for. It seems so concise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have to explain.
But that is what you are. It is what.
Yeah,
you are.
It is what I am. So, like,
yeah, you're a lot of things, but introducing yourself as a
yeah, so I'm a software engineer, I'm a tech enthusiast, I'm a
content creator.
Yeah, I'm a content creator now. I mean,
you're the host, one of the hosts of Codecast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else am I? I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
I'm a game developer.
And sometimes you're also a part. You're also a community organizer. Don't forget that part, because that's why we're here,
like,
right now.
Yeah. So, like, that's where, like, I just say software engineer because that's the most concise way I can define myself. But yeah, all those other things as well.
Awesome. And you guys, one of my favorite things about the podcast was you guys talking about your goals, because that was the first podcast of the year for you guys, right?
Yes.
2020. Yeah. Wait, 2020? This is also, I think this is also my first
one
of the year.
Oh, did you forget?
Oh, damn.
I forgot. Because I was supposed to record an episode on Friday. Thursday. I was supposed to upload an episode on Thursday. And that was going to be the first one. But I'm late because I was waiting for these special gentlemen to kick off the new year. And I guess that also means I have to cut my episodes, because I was going to do 8 episodes and end, like, on the 10th. I have an exam on the 10th, so I was going to end before that. But maybe I'll either add an extra episode, or I'll upload a bonus episode. I don't know. But yeah, so today we talked a lot about community and even our goals in 2019. Our goals in 2020. Our goals for 2020 and we learned in 2019. And I don't know if you guys listen to my podcast.
Okay.
You don't have to.
I haven't listened to it.
I've
listened to two.
Yay.
I think I've listened to the first two.
But in my defense.
But then I have listened to the most recent one. Which was the most recent one? Not on Sinoza, is
remember.
It?
I don't remember. No.
That was the second
one. I was just talking. I think I was the most recent one was really short. Listen, the most recent one was like a lazy one. It was just like, oh guys, I'm tired.
I'm just uploading.
It was like, I'm tired, guys. Send me voice notes so I can add them to the next episode, and no one sent me voice notes. So really, it's your fault that there's no New Year's episode. Listeners.
You know what? We've been asking for voice notes for since Anchor launched this feature.
Are you serious?
And we've never gotten one.
Yeah.
Up until the time we actually requested for people to send their experiences, we're talking about
community. I listened to that episode and I liked that.
Yeah. It was a really, I really want to do something like that. I'm happy that Elias jumped on it as well and was really happy to do it with me.
Yeah, definitely.
I like
jumping on things.
Okay.
Huh? I came out wrong.
And we're all quiet when he said.
Anyway, happy to help.
and on that note, thank you for jumping on this podcast, Elias.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's okay that you haven't listened to any episodes, because really, my podcast is just Sita Tries to Podcast. It's literally me practicing podcasting, so that I can do better podcasting for 2020.
But it is on my. Okay,
no. Can I ask you something though? What if this grew so big while you're just practicing? And it really just became Sita Tries to Podcast.
I highly doubt that would have happened, because from the beginning in my head, it's been a limited series podcast, like 8 episodes in my head. Maybe if I change the name or whatever, because I actually only learned recently that Anchor only lets you upload one podcast per, have one show, right? Anchor only lets you have one show per account. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe I would change this. I'll possibly change this and do other monthly podcasts, but this was really just a limited series podcast because I'm going to be busy during the year with school, so I only had time to record during the holidays.
So like a limited run.
Yeah, there was no chance. I don't think they want. According to the graphs.
it's on my backlog. I'm going to get to it, I promise.
I'll just say I think it's because of the holiday season. Mm-hmm. People are too busy to listen to podcasts, because even I'm too busy to record. I was too busy to record in the last week.
Mm-hmm. Am I the only one that felt like I had a little free time during the holidays? Maybe because it's like a family thing. We don't really celebrate Christmas or whatever.
It's nice. No, what I mean is it's nice that you have free time, because the thing is I don't like people making a fuss about Christmas too much, because let me tell you, the thing which I want the most on Christmas, the reason why I said it's nice is because what I want the most on Christmas is I want everyone around me to be relaxed. I wish no one had to work, no one had to do dishes or clean up or thingy. Like maybe we could all clean up and do everything on Christmas Eve, and then on Christmas we only do takeaway and all that stuff maybe. But I know there'll always be something, but someone always wants to do something on Christmas, like cook something fancy or whatever. But I want everyone to be relaxed. That's ideal Christmas for me. Everyone in the family happy and relaxed. So I can tell Mukuma, you have that kind of Christmas. Everyone's relaxed, right? And has their own time. That's cool.
It's just mellow, dude. It's just,
it's just chill.
That's cool.
Okay. So, enjoy your Christmas?
Yes, I did, definitely. Definitely, I enjoyed my holiday with my family. We didn't do anything on Christmas. We stayed at home and had lunch, that's it. But on New Year's, we went to Chaminuka. It was my little brother's birthday as well, his 16th birthday. Oh, my little brother's
birthday. New Year.
New Year baby.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dope. Yeah. I always wanted to be a New Year baby.
You always wanted
to be a New Year.
You
always wanted to be a New Year's
baby. Before he was born.
You're just like,
I better be a New Year's baby.
You know how I know this? Because every time, every year, I'm just like, fuck.
When's your birthday? 31st?
Since September.
So,
you know what the stupid thing about this is? Like, the whole thing about being born. Have you guys heard the stories about being born in September, though?
What?
I just know that there are a lot of you.
Is it?
Why are there a lot of us?
Because it's 9 months after a certain holiday.
It's 9 months festivities. After the festive season.
Christmas and New Year's.
Because it's the 9th month. So
people are giving each other Christmas presents.
Okay. I've heard that about October as well.
Yeah, it's really the same
thing. It's the same thing as well. Okay. For me, December, what happened on March? Nothing, March is
also fine. My mom was very upfront about it. She I didn't plan for you. So.
That's nice.
My mom's never been upfront about it. But I know.
When's your birthday?
June.
June?
Yeah.
13th.
Wow.
Is it June 13th?
It's the 2nd.
June 2nd. Oh, shit.
Yeah. June 13th might be someone else, though. I think so.
Wow. Yeah. Aren't you guys like best friends? No.
Yes!
Yeah.
Why did you hesitate?
So you guys aren't best friends? Elias, very confidently said, "Your best friends,
much stronger bond."
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's nice save. All right, so wow.
No, but really, we've done a lot together. Because when we met, I think you came joined class.
Yeah,
that's how we met. But it's interesting because it's like there's always people that you knew that I knew also. Like, yeah, he's family friends with someone that I'm family friends with, yeah, and I grew up with the person, he grew up with the person, but we never actually
met until like
until later on.
Those are cool connections. Those are really cool connections.
And our pictures from like Chilekwa, Godfrey's birthday or Chilekwa's birthday, and you were not in those pictures. Where the fuck were you?
When, what year was that? What year was this birthday?
Dude, I have to check.
I have to check. So how am I supposed to tell you where I was? Even know the birthday.
I'll send you the pictures. But yeah, like we started the community thing together also. Like,
yeah,
he was one of the first people that we spoke to that was really, really interested. And we had our first meetup at... No, actually, technically we had our first meetup in one of the classes at school.
Yeah, in the hardware lab.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Then we had our first official meetup at the back of my uncle's house.
Yeah.
Like, we just put like this really...
That's where Agora was born. Is that where Agora was born? Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so nice. So wait, can you tell us a bit more about Agora? Agora Code Community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it was basically a community of coders, but I really loved... I loved how you guys started it off, like, because I could tell... The thing about communities is it's so hard from experience, like... It's so hard leading a community if you don't have other people who are leading it with you or who are helping you. And even, like, I've seen it in other communities around, like, the communities where it's, like, the people who are... people are helping each other take charge.
Mm-hmm.
They're really strong. So you guys, you've had that from Agora. Like, that's so awesome. So
yeah, and it really came from us trying to solve problems that mm-hmm. we saw and we were seeing from our end were not being solved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like... We were both computer science students.
Mm-hmm.
We both saw the need for a community of, you know, like-minded people. So people mm-hmm. that want to build stuff, want to develop stuff and all that. And
Yeah, and we did try to do that, though. We tried with our school association.
Yeah,
that was hard. Like, you don't...
Wait, were you guys part of... What's it called? Computer Society?
That
was you guys.
Well, we were a part of...
It was already existing. It was just a little dead when we got there. So when we, like, came in, it was just to, like, sort of revive it a little bit. So we did try to do that, and we went as far as we could, though. Like, there was a lot of... As is the same with all these things, lots of, like, regulation, like, there's...
A lot of bureaucracy.
Like, it's really difficult to make the changes that you want, because there's... people that have their own interests and they're not going to let you do certain things because it doesn't fulfill the ultimate purpose mm-hmm. or goal that they envision.
Sounds very UNSA.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Political, whatever, bureaucracy, whatever. Because even,
But I am happy about one thing, though. Mm. It did continue after we left. Mm-hmm. And it seems like now there's a lot more engagement. There's a lot more value.
Yeah.
Which is why we started the community. Like, we wanted more value.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I think it's grown a lot more since we left because... before that, there was Kezia, and then there was, I'm spacing on the names, but yeah.
It doesn't matter, though, if you think about it.
It doesn't matter, but the point is, we left it in a better state than we found it, and at the very least, that's something that we can hang our hats on.
Mm, that's great.
And did you get new glasses? When did this happen?
It's been a couple of months.
What?
Yes.
You haven't been wearing them. When we've been meeting, have you been wearing them?
Dude, I can't survive without my glasses. What are you talking about?
That's true. How have I not noticed?
Man. Are you really best friends?
Look, this is as much of a shock to me as anyone else. Like, anyway.
Yes,
yeah.
We are all shocked. We are all shocked alike.
Did you notice that I'm wearing my world glasses again?
No, but I have noticed now. Look weird.
Yeah, they feel.
What happened to your glasses?
I broke them.
Oh.
How?
I sat on them.
Oh.
Classic.
Yeah.
It's never happened to me though.
Me neither.
And I mean, that was the first.
But so. I stepped on my glasses once, and I stepped on them. Listen, like, can you imagine this? Like, my glasses were on the by my head while I was sleeping. Like. Yeah, I was lying down in bed. My glasses were by my head, and I heard an alarm. I jumped out of bed, and it's like the glasses landed before me. And the first step out of bed, landed on my glasses. That was so ridiculous. And can I tell you the worst part about it? The alarm wasn't mine.
You know, that's actually like I'll be mad.
The worst. That's the worst.
It's... You know what your alarm just did? You know what it just cost me?
and those glasses were actually expensive, as in they were my oldest and most expensive glasses. I got them back when the Kwacha wasn't rebased, and I think they cost like a million kwacha, which was 1,000 kwacha, but they cost like a million kwacha at the time, which,
yeah,
well, that was expensive.
And the thing is, yes, they were expensive when I was getting them, and I begged my dad. I was like, these are the only ones I like, because all the other glasses were round and they made my face look fat and I hated them. I begged my dad. I was like, can I get these? And we're like, and since I wear glasses every day, it was like, okay, it's a worthwhile investment because it's something which is on my face every day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I think you need to be happy with the accessories that you put on your face.
I actually need to
For me now, it's not just about the glasses. I need to go back to the optician. Yeah, I'm getting more and more of the headaches. So.
Oh, shit. You need to adjust your lenses?
I need to. I probably do.
Okay. Aside from glasses, we only have 5 minutes left, by the way.
Really? Already?
Yeah. So, maybe we can do a bit long. What time did you say you were going to leave, Elias?
8 minutes ago.
Okay. Okay. My thing says we have a few more minutes. Okay.
Okay.
So, we were talking about community.
Yep.
Yeah, and... You guys, when you guys were a part of doing community organizing, what years were those in? Those were, what was like, 2015?
We actually had our first meetup in December 2015. Yeah. 2015, so that was like our launch period.
Yeah, that was the one in Handsworth, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then our first thing after that was the Global Game Jam. Like, we were
attending.
Yeah,
Agora,
as Agora.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Yeah. And that's where we met. That's how I met you. And
yes.
But I already knew Elias from A-Levels. But that's where I met Agora.
Yeah.
And that's where Agora met Ubongo Game Lab, my organization that was running at the time. And so I can safely say, like, from our conversations, we're all familiar with the lows of communities, like the highs and the lows, especially the lows. And
all the lows.
Like, running a community is really hard.
It's draining.
So, so what would you say? Like, Agora is on hiatus right now.
Mm-hmm.
You would say, because you guys like have full time jobs. But I can tell you guys are very invested in the developers community, and that's my favorite thing about you guys. Like, because the fact that Codecast exists even while Agora doesn't exist, like, you guys are always in the dev space. So, can you guys tell me what advice would you have for someone starting a community in Zambia, a tech community in Zambia?
You know, I wrote a blog post about this, like the
you
lessons
did?
I learned in
you
2018.
Didn't
no, obviously I didn't.
Feel like we're growing apart.
Like, I wrote about my experiences, like, in 2018. It was really, really, really difficult because there are many misconceptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think you put it, you create an event on Eventbrite and you put the event on Facebook.
Mm.
And you think that's enough to, like, get people to come to your event, and you feel like you already have the numbers before the day actually.
The marketing.
Comes.
Oh my gosh,
that's
so true.
Like,
yes.
There's a lot of time you need to invest in actually reaching out to people and making them feel comfortable to actually come to the event.
Exactly.
And even when they do, like, you still need to make them feel comfortable enough to engage also. So, like, that's something that you really need to pay close attention to, because this stuff is word of mouth. Like, people always say how they enjoy themselves at an event.
True.
And that's how they come back. Global Game Jam, for example, like, people always came back because they enjoyed
the experience
they had at the jam. So that's one key takeaway for me.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so engagement. You want to keep your engagement, because one thing that I'll say is, especially when you're organizing events and stuff, when you organize events maybe 2 weeks apart, your numbers never go up if, one, you keep having to go back to stuff. So, for example, we had our workshops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember you were doing a lot of workshops at some point.
Yeah, but it's difficult to, like, move past what you were doing in the last workshop when
you have to start
there's
again.
So many there's so many new people that weren't there at the previous workshop, so you can't just continue where you left off, right? Like, I remember when we were doing the game development workshops, like, we were giving, like, assignments and stuff. Okay, so you need to be able to do this at our next meetup, and then the next meetup, I think only the kids from the previous meetup came up. So, like,
because they used
to
homework
people. Yeah, so, like, only two people, like, from the previous workshop came, and I don't know if I have the answer to how you can solve this issue, because at the end of the day, like, you don't know, people have jobs, people have other what are you looking at?
Like, no, there's a bug. There's a ladybug on the mic.
Wow. It's a really small ladybug.
Like, you, like, I saw the focus. I was like, what is happening?
Anyway, yeah. Continue. Sorry.
Yeah, but engagement doesn't stop after the event, I'll say.
It's continuous.
It's continuous. Like, whether it's, like, meeting people in person and then interacting with them on social media after the fact and all that, like, it really just doesn't stop at the end of an event or a meetup or whatever.
That is very true and very important, and it's something which I think I should keep in mind as well going forward.
And one thing, like, stemming from what you talk about, like, when we started, we were like pro physical meetups because personally I don't gain a lot from online meetups. I prefer to speak to people because I feel like I gain more value. So that
I'm
was like
home with one of those.
What?
On your wrist.
Yeah. Oh. It's a Superman.
Ooh,
one.
Can I get the other one? No.
Yeah, I can give you.
Are you serious? Oh my god.
Like, I can always get some more at the Sunday market, so it's not.
I'm not. What's that?
It's like a, for me, it was like an Underworld vibe.
I want it. Kind of. So I'll get that one.
Anyway.
With the Superman?
Okay. Let me finish. So basically, pro physical meetups, right? Mm-hmm. But really, they're all the same things. Like, they can never work in isolation. Yeah. It's always, they work hand in hand. Like, you need the physical meetups as much as you need to be present online. Mm-hmm. And it's really a full-time job. Like, you really need to...
Yes, community organizing is a full-time job.
Full-time job. And one thing I learned, like, even we're talking about DevC, for example. One thing that's strong in that area is there's a succession... They're both online and they're both physical. So, mm-hmm. they're very consistent mm-hmm. in what they do.
Yeah.
And there's also, like, a clear path. Like, it's easy for you to jump in and also, like, host meetups and also, like... become a facilitator, for example. Like, there needs to be that, you need to groom people, for lack of a better term. People should feel welcome enough to know that you can also do this. You can do this within this space. You can also do it elsewhere. We'll still support
that's
you.
That's so nice. Yeah. That's true, man. I love, like, DevC Lusaka is actually, in recent memory, like, the most successful tech community.
It's actually the most successful tech community in Lusaka.
Definitely.
And even among the DevCs, like, they speak very highly of the Zambian DevC organizers. So
they do a lot of work. Like, they really do a lot of hard work.
Applaud them.
No, don't be a gatekeeper.
Exactly. Yes, don't be a gatekeeper.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's really hard not to be, though. Like,
yeah.
It's
really hard, but you have to stop yourself.
I feel like, sometimes you don't even realize you're gatekeeping when you're gatekeeping.
Yeah, and you know, when we really think about it, like, it's crazy. Like, you get so engrossed in it, you feel like you do it forever. But then, like, we got hit by, like, the life. Basically, we got jobs. These jobs were demanding because, you know, they're coding jobs.
You need to sustain yourself. So now you can't really sacrifice as much time or money. And it's
actually, money is a big deal. Like, you really need to learn how to bootstrap your events. Like, find a place that gives you like really a space that's free, for example,
I don't know what we would have done without the platform.
We owe so much the platform today. Like, it's crazy. These guys gave us, like, a chance that no other place could give us at the time when we were starting.
Yeah,
like, we partnered.
I remember
with them.
that was really a big break for us.
I also have to say, like, for me, that was Bongo Hive for me. In fact, I was encouraged when I was working at Bongo Hive to start the game development community, to start the maker community. I was encouraged by them, and they helped me facilitate that. So bootstrapping off of them, like, really helped me at the beginning. But yeah, you know, now that I'm out of the nest and doing things by myself, like, right now, I guess I'm trying to work with my university and things like that. But yeah, always try to bootstrap of some, like, because starting from scratch, like,
it's
paying
rough,
event
rough.
Costs, things like that, it's
food
rough.
Costs.
It's rough,
especially if you're having a hackathon.
Yeah, try
people eat.
In fact, try your best not to include food. I would like I've learned recently because it's like in my head I'm always like, oh, let's accommodate
people. People need to eat.
Yeah. We need to people have a good time because you know you see people, you see conferences and whatnot from other places and you see them. Yeah. Oh, food. Oh, yeah. This. But
so
like
you feel the
you're
need
not in
to,
the, yeah to
that,
cater to that.
That's really
that's
the
an,
other
that's
thing.
Actually
yeah.
another, that's actually another piece of advice.
Remember
as well.
Where you are.
Yes, exactly. That's another piece of advice. Do what you can with what you have. Do what you can with what you have. Okay, on top of that, like you're talking about engagement being an important factor. So I wanted to find out what do you find most important or what do you find more important or either just comment on either of these. Quantity versus quality, as in terms of having a good number of people in your community, like what's more important, having a lot of people in your community or having a few people doing things? Like sometimes you can have both, but just comment on those two because I have my opinions on those. Yeah.
I'm personally always a quality over quantity type of person.
Okay.
So cool. I feel, I mean, the problem is with like something like community, you do want the numbers.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's pressure for
and,
the numbers.
And you can't run away from
can't
that
run
fact.
From it.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's one of the goals.
Yeah, I'd say you don't want those numbers to be like superficial either.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, I think the correct word is irrelevant.
Yeah,
yeah, like it,
you know,
I don't know. Like it's actually a really interesting question because I don't know what the answer to that is.
Well, for me it's a no-brainer because it goes back to why like I got into like Agora Code specifically. Mm-hmm. Because when we, you know this, when we started Agora Code Community, it stemmed off the parent company, which is Agora Innovators.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the issue that we had was there wasn't enough quality. Like there wasn't enough people you could go to and say I need this. And they would give you the kind of work that you
mm-hmm.
that you expect, for example, or even like the help that you needed. So the goal was to create a community of people that understand the value of building stuff, right? You know the value
building
of building
it right.
And building it right. It's not just about going straight into the code. You just, you know,
yeah.
Just code. No, like you need to attach some certain importance to
like
some
like
processes
you,
within
yeah,
the
exactly.
actual development life cycle, which is why I got into like the community space. I ended up falling in love with it for different reasons, but that was the reason I got into it. And for me, it's a no-brainer. Quality over quantity. I would rather have the few that are doing things right than the plenty that are really not helping the industry grow.
Well, I guess you'd say in terms of community, they are helping by being that number.
No, but then the important thing is we don't discard people.
Yeah,
and that's the biggest
okay,
thing about community.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we don't discard
people.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I was just like thinking of it on a perspective of like chasing numbers in that sense. Like, you know, because we talked about it before. And also, I think for me, it comes from the fact that like right before I started community management, or even while I was doing community management, I was working as a social media manager. And in social media, it's about the numbers. Social media is about the numbers. So I got caught in that trap and I literally only got out of that very recently because I'm very used to like trying to market my events so much and trying to get so many people to sign up before the event and whatnot. And like if only a few people show up, like I'll put all my energy into trying to get a lot of people show up, and if only a few people show up, I'll be already a little bit down.
Yeah.
And then like even like all the energy I spent on marketing the event, like now like me facilitating an event is hard because of that as well. And so recently, like it was only recently when I started thinking more about like, let me not care too much about the numbers, because the thing is, this is a long-term project. Like for right now, my goal is to get more African women involved in game development. So even if I'm teaching people like one at a time, like because like for our most recent workshop, yesterday's workshop, my goal was to just get someone to upload a game. Though we were 8 people and the plan was to have everyone upload their own game, but we had issues with power and people's laptops and internet. So at the end, we ended up focusing on getting one person's game up.
Yeah.
And because I changed my mindset, like, because before I was thinking more about numbers, like to me, that this event might have been a failure in my head because I'm like, oh, only one game out of all the 8. But like right now, I am actually so happy. I'm ecstatic that someone uploaded the game after the event.
You know, Cite, it's interesting because for me, I learned this from you much earlier. Like,
what?
Just get people to like whatever you have, just put it out there.
Oh,
Global
yeah.
Game Jam. Like, it was all about, let's increase the number of games that we can upload.
Yeah.
And then it became more of, okay, let's finish what we can and upload it.
Yeah.
We had less games last year.
Last year than the previous
than
year.
Than the previous
yeah.
year. But the quality was much,
it's
much
true,
better.
It's true.
Was
oh
much,
gosh,
much better.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
like, I learned that from you. So, it's
oh.
interesting. Yeah, yeah. It's very, very interesting.
Like, oh, that's why we're what do we call this? A brotherhood? I don't know. Am I part of a brotherhood?
A
I don't know. A
community.
We're a community. Like,
right?
But like, a community of community managers.
Yeah.
A community of community managers learning from each other and stuff like that.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, it's interesting because for me, like, my 2019 journey was all about figuring out what I want. And I figured out, like, I like the business side of stuff. Like, I like looking at stuff from a numbers perspective. So eventually, from chasing the numbers, you start looking at conversion rates. So it really always ends up back at the same place. Always ends back at the same place. Like,
quality,
it's not just about the numbers.
Quality.
It's how many people actually convert. So it's...
Yeah. And, like, to people that don't start up, like, it does get depressing sometimes. You go to an event, you put in a lot of energy, like you go through the process of organizing food for people, and then
sitting.
Very few people show
we
up.
Had a we had a one day hackathon last year in November. Was it November or October? 2019. We're doing something around mental health and game
development.
Yes,
I remember that.
No,
I saw it.
I think
that.
We had like
oh,
six people show up, but none of the people who were supposed to facilitate actually showed up.
Oh damn, I remember, can I tell you, I even commented on that post because I was excited about what you guys were doing and I was like, oh, this is so important, whatever. But
it was
yeah,
crazy
was
and we put so much into marketing.
The thing is, it
was really hard to bounce back from that though. It was very, very difficult.
And it does hurt, like, honestly, as a human being, like, honestly, let's also not forget that people who organize communities, they're
human beings. Yeah.
Like, let me tell you, like, also, like, from event, like, what I considered event failures and whatnot, like, you go back and you feel really crappy about it. You feel like you failed people. You feel like you've wasted people's time. It's not nice. It's not a nice feeling.
No.
So, community management, like, being resilient, like, yeah, you need that. And it's awesome that you guys have each other. And I guess I can say I have you guys because I loved having this conversation today and the recording the code.
Well, yeah, I think that was
today.
One of my points in my blog, like having a support system. Like, it's really important.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
yes.
It's really, really important because we were lucky. We have each other, right? But most people don't have that.
Yeah.
Like, they give up because they don't have
anyone. It's too taxing and they don't have a support system in place.
Like, I guess my support system has been my brother. Like, because he's the one who I complain to, like, when there's like bullshit going on.
Yeah.
like yo, Jabo, like, you gotta hear this. And then he'll listen and then he'll be like, well, and the thing is, like, it's like my brother even knows, like, he keeps track of these things. He doesn't just listen.
Yeah.
But then, like, sometimes I'll come back and I'll be like, ah, Jabo, you know what happened. Then I'll start a story and he's like, wait, are you talking about so and so? I'm like, yeah, so and so.
You know, those are the people that are important. People actually listening
people
because
need to listen
it's so
to you.
Annoying when you go back and you complain about something and you really have to give context again.
Yeah,
like,
so,
nigga, I complained to you about this shit. Like,
yeah, so,
why you not getting
why
it?
Why you not getting it? So be nice to your community, organizers, people. Yeah,
we don't know everything.
Yeah, yeah, people don't know everything.
We're
and
also
honestly,
learning.
People are trying. People,
yeah.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah,
we're all learning and trying. The important thing is that community organizers are really trying hard.
Mm.
So yeah, yeah, I don't want to keep you guys away too long. This has been such a nice conversation. Yeah,
we've basically been recording like for 2 hours now.
No, oh, you mean like in total? Recording
yeah, in
the
total.
Previous podcast. Oh, Mukuma is giving gifts.
Arigato gozaimasu.
You're also a weeb.
I wouldn't call myself
a weeb.
Yeah.
You're not a weeb.
Yeah, yeah, but I watch enough anime to get
no,
by.
Yeah.
Right.
We really need to like have a session around that stuff. I've really fallen off. Like, I need.
You need to come back.
Yeah, dude. I actually
no, like I, there's stuff I'm watching, but it doesn't feel.
Oh damn.
Fulfilling. You know.
I haven't been watching as much anime recently. I think the only
time.
One I'm keeping up with is Boku. Yeah.
Boku
is it just me or like
it,
I still can't get past the 10th episode?
Don't. Okay.
It's fine.
No,
dude.
please. No. Talking about Boku no Hero.
No. We're not talking about like the show. Show.
No. It's okay. But anyway.
Anyway.
But I have
you know
committed to another long term like anime series.
Mm-hmm.
Dieno Ace. And that one is going well. I really like it.
If you're not enjoying Boku no Hero, don't feel like you have to watch it just because everyone else is watching it.
Yeah. No, I came
to
terms with that.
Time.
Oh, really?
Time is precious.
I know, right?
Don't waste it.
Do you know that Karsha has been telling me for years, like literally now it's been 10 years. Now it's the 10 year anniversary probably of Karsha telling me to watch One Piece. And I still haven't watched it.
You know what? As a One Piece enthusiast, like I'm updated. I'm up to date. And I'll tell you something. Like you can watch till like episode 455 and stop.
I don't even have time for that. Like,
yeah. Beyond that,
like what? Like 900 episodes.
Fam, now? I'm only watching it because of loyalty.
There's some bullshit going on. Man. Okay.
I started to feel that way then with Naruto when I was into Naruto.
And you were telling me Naruto got this filler shit from One Piece. How is that?
Oh, really?
That's not possible because
I told you that.
I don't know who told me that, but someone told me that shit, and it can't be possible because right now is when they're at their height.
Oh, fillers. Okay.
Fam.
And people are telling me to watch it. No, man. Nah. I only watch short anime. Oh, by the way, yes. So, I guess we need to close this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, when is the next episode of Codecast coming out? Because I'm going to be uploading this episode tomorrow, which is today for whoever's listening.
Yeah, so it'll probably come out before ours. Ours is out the 10th of January. That's a Friday.
Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Friday.
Screw.
Yeah. Yes. We're secret screw screws. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a secret screw screw.
Nah, I'm not a secret.
You're
screw
not a secret.
I'm me just neither.
A
screw like, screw.
I'm like straight screw screwing. That's the term you could use.
No.
But yeah, listen to Codecast ZM. Follow them on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what Codecast ZM on Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram. Mm-hmm. I think you can search on Facebook mm-hmm. as well. You still find us Codecast ZM.
I think you can just search for Codecast. If not Codecast, Codecast ZM.
Yeah.
On Facook.
You still find us.
Or on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, Codecast Zambia. Codecast Zambia, official. Yes. And remember, we're
looking for sponsors.
Yeah. Also, Codecast.
Oh, looking for sponsors.
It's not cheap.
CodecastZM.com. Yeah, .com.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so remember, be nice to your community organizers. Mm-hmm. And this
be
was...
Be nice to everyone in general.
Yes. Be nice to everyone. But I'm just saying, like, community organizers, because we talked about it. Like, people go through shit, community.
Yeah.
So just be nice to them. And this was Elias and Mukuma from Codecast. Yeah.
I was tempted to say, we're out.